So, could you tell me a little bit about what you do for Sunrise?
Yeah, so I've been part of Sunrise for a year. Most of that year, I have been a volunteer hub coordinator for the Sunrise Asheville hub, and have done many different things in that role, mostly like recruiting and training new volunteers and kind of directing our political strategy within Asheville. Trying to pressure city council to pass a climate emergency and like increase affordable housing and yeah, generally actually take care of the community rather than just hotels. So that's been most of the year, and have been like involved in our endorsement process, our local endorsement process, which got us to endorse Kim Roney, who's running for city council. So we did a bunch of canvassing for her and yeah, helped support her through the primary. Now we're supporting her through the general election. But recently I was hired as an electoral organizer from North Carolina. So I am supporting like all the hubs across the entire state, basically throw down, recruit new people, and yeah, reach young voters to flip the state, beat Trump, and win some down ballot races.
So could you tell me a little bit about the electoral program that you're doing?
Yeah, so we are running a relational organizing program, which is pretty like unique and different from what campaigns and organizations usually do. Usually they just try to like reach as many voters as possible, basically. And yeah, ours is a little different. It's relational. So every week we get our volunteers together for like a Zoom party and training and have them download this app called Empower, in which they can just like add all of their contacts and then have discussions with them. So they call up their friends and they're like, "Hey, I'm feeling really scared about this election. How are you feeling?" And just like talk to their friends and check in with them, and then ask them to pledge to vote with Sunrise and also pledge to strike and take to the streets after the election because we know we're going to need to do that. So that's the basis of it. And then we also like our statewide political team is has been in the process of endorsing a slate of candidates across the state, and that will be finalized by this weekend. But those are candidates across the state who are like running on a Green New Deal and running for climate justice in North Carolina.
Cool. And so how has your feedback been with all of this mainly? I mean, especially since we got the climate emergency deal passed in Asheville.
Yeah, well, before we got the climate emergency passed, like we were pretty small. We didn't have a very big voice, and city council was definitely like very much ignoring us. Didn't think they had to deal with us like many politicians treat young people. And yeah, they told us that we were young and naive and don't know how the government works, and basically told us to like go home. And then we like weren't having that, and so we did a sit-in at the mayor's office for 6 hours. We were really loud. We annoyed them. We sang songs. We like showed up and told them that we weren't going home until they passed it, and then they did finally. And then after that, we just started getting like a ton of community attention, and yeah, like city council started to realize that like they have to listen to us, and we gained like political power through that. So yeah, since then, like community members have been more excited and willing to listen to us.
Could you explain how people could get involved more if they wanted to, just in any way possible?
Yeah. So if people on campus are excited about being part of this, there's actually this thing called Campus Core that they can apply to, which is basically just like the electoral program being run on college campuses. And there's like a bunch of support for that. So you can sign up for that, and then you'll basically like have a coach to talk to you about how to run a program at your campus. Other than that, like people can just get involved in what we're already doing. So they can like reach out to the Sunrise Asheville Hub, reach out to me personally, or just sign up for our weekly swing state turnout parties. Yeah, Sunrise Asheville has a Facebook and an Instagram and a website, and we also have an email. Our email is sunrisemovementavl@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right, well, I think that's it, Alex. I will talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.